he is chayiv even though the Baalim was with him. Now, man the yama potter, what's the svar in the man the yama that says, no, if the Baalim is with them, they'll be potter even though they're peshaya? Kisav, he learns out, mikro nidrash lefonov ulefnefonov. Yes. Again, we had before, there are three pashas in the Torah. The first pasha is Shoyim Chinam, second pasha is Shoyim Sochar, and the third pasha is Shoyim. Now it says the Torah Baalim Mimoy by a Shoyim. So he holds, that Torah applies before by Shoyim Sochar, and lefnefonov even by Shoyim Chinam. When the Pasuk says, in Bol of Imai, that the Shemer is Potter, Hashem Mechinim Namiksiv, it's going back even to Hashem Mechinim. Now, when is Hashem Mechinim Chayiv? Only Yom Shia. And so the Pasuk concludes to say that if the Bailim was with the Shemer, if you're Hashem Mechinim, and the owner of the Par is working by you now, you'll be Potter. So when is Hashem Mechinim Chayiv? Only when is a Pasheya. So smash me, even though you're a Pasheya, if the Bailim is with you, you'd be Potter. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Hashoyel haporo, if you borrow a cow from your friend, v'shor balei moi, and you also borrow the owner to work with you, or else Hashoyel haporo, v'socho balei moi, or else you borrow the cow and you rent the owner, you pay him to work by you, or else shor baleha, or else you borrow the owner, oi sochron, or else you rent him, you pay money to work by you, v'yacha kach shol haporo, and then you borrow the para or mesa, and the para dies by you, pata ishnoye pata. This is the law of the Mishnah, that by a shrem is shoyol, even though it's chayiv anointin, but if the owner is working by the shoyol, whether he's just doing it for free, or whether he's hired to pay by money, you're pata. V'ilu shrem echinam lekatani, but the Mishnah does not talk about a shrem echinam. It'll be mashmah, there's no ptura v'ilam imoy by a shrem echinam. Gemara says, no, the time according to your time, Shoyim Esachar Mikatoni? Does the Mishnah say Shoyim Esachar? Ela Tone Mil Sadik Siva. The Mishnah only talks about a Shoyim Esachar that it talks about clearly in the Torah. The Torah says it's Ptura Volav Imoid by a Shoyim. The Chsiv the Hedya Katoni. The Yasya Midrasha like Katoni. But a Shoyim Esachar, they learn from a Midrasha, that the Mishnah doesn't say. So it could be Huadina doesn't say a Shoyim Echinam, even though the Lacha maybe applies to a Shoyim Echinam. Toshima, come in here. Sho'alo v'shola baleimo. You borrowed somebody's cow, and you also borrowed the owner of the cow to work by you. Sochro v'socha baleimo. You rented the cow, and you also rented the owner. Sho'alo, you borrowed the cow, v'socha baleimo, and you rented, you paid the owner to work by you. Sochro, or else you rent the cow, v'shola baleimo. And if you rent the cow, you also borrow the owner. Ask the owner, please help me out. So, even though the owner that's working by the shomer, he's working in a different melacha, or it's you're working with the cow plowing the cucumber field, and the owner is working in the tomato field. Umesa, and now the animal dies. Potter, still your potter. There's the ptur of imbolavimoi, it doesn't mean that the owner has to be working with the cow himself. As long as the owner is working for the shomer, even though he's working in a different type of a work, you also have this ptur of bolavimai. Now, Hamani, who does this price to go like? Rabbi Yehuda, he goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Yama that he says, Seicher kishoy mesocha dami, that if you rent something, you have the same halacha like a shoy mesocha. For Yahai Tone Ketoni Milso, the Yasti Midrasha. Now, this Tana then says things we learn out from the Medrash. It says the loch of the ptur of bolavimai even by shem esachar. Now the ilu shem echinim lekatani, and this brisa doesn't mention shem echinim. Here it's shver. If the loch of the ptur of bolavimai applies to shem echinim, so why didn't the brisa mention shem echinim? Bishleim of the Mishnah only says a shoyel, what it says in the Torah. But this brisa says a rent, and the avminer is now renting something. It's like a shem esachar. So why didn't it say shem echinim also? So smashma by a shem echinim by pshia, there's no ptur of bolavimai. Samara says, no, I'll tell you how many Rabbi Meihi. This price goes according to Rabbi Meir. The Yoma that says, Soichek Hashem Echinim Dami. If you rent the cow, you own it like Hashem Echinim. So therefore it's good. The price that Taka says, the loch, even by Hashem Echinim, there'll also be a ptur of Bolavimai. V'tom Hashem Echinim v'wadim l'Hashem Esachar. Then it's very good, the price. It says the big chiddush even by Hashem Echinim, where he should be chayiv by Pshia. If the Baalim was with him, he's potter, and Kavachayim by Hashem Esachar would be the same ptur. Iboy Yisem, another Teretz, I'll tell you, Kid the Machlef Rabba Varavua. For Tony, he learned like this. Zoicher, Ketzet Mishalim. If you rent a cow, what type of halacha do you have? Are you considered like a shayma chinam or like a shayma sachar? Like you're not really getting paid to watch. Just you're renting the cow. So what halacha do you have? Rabbi Meir roi make a shayma sachar. Rabbi Yehuda roi make a shayma chinam. Say, Chlami, could it go on to come? Yehuda is the one that says it's a shayma sachar. I mean, we want to say to Rabbi Yehuda that he holds it's like a shayma chinam. So it'll also be good. Because you don't have to say the Mishnah goes to Brass, goes according to Rabbi Meir, it could even go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Rav Hamnuna, L'yayla Muchayiv, Achitei Poro, V'chayrish Bo. Rav Hamnuna argues in the price before. Rav Hamnuna holds that there's a ptur of a bowl of imoy if the bailam, the owner, is with the shomer, it's only if the bailam is working with the poro when he dies. Achitei Poro, V'chayrish Bo. Chamor u'machamor achreho. That the owner has to be there plowing with the poro, or if it's a donkey, leading the donkey. And then there's a ptur. And the other chiddush is the yachiye bailim mishas shilo achas shvuro mesa, that the owner has to be shul like borrowing or working for the shomer from the time when he took it until the time it dies. Alma, what do you see? Ksovar, Rav Hamnuna holds that bol of imoy akula milsa mashma. When the Torah says that if the bailim is with the shomer, that the shomer is potter, that means that the bailim is there the whole time. From the beginning until the end, and he has to be working there at the time when the parah dies. That's Rav Hamnuna's svara. Most of Rav is the kasha. Shoalo, it says before in the Mishnah, if you borrow the cow, the shoa balei moi, and you also imoy, you also borrow the owner, should work for you. Sochro, you rent the cow to the brisa. You rent the cow, the socha balei moi, you also rent the owner. Sochro, you rent the cow, the shoa balei moi, and you borrow the owner. Sho'alo, you borrow the cow, v'socha balei moi, and you rent, you pay the owner to work for you. Avo pi shabayla moisim locha v'mokam achar, who makes the potter? Says clearly, even though the owner is working by the shomer on a different field, doing different malacha, still the shomer is potter. Not like Rav Hamnuna. So my love doesn't mean to say v'mlocha acheris, v'mokam achar chur means doing different work. So Mara says, loy b'yaisim malacha. It means in the same malacha, if his cow is plowing, the owner is also plowing. Ela my mokamacha, what does it mean in a different place? The komarpe viyozakamei just means that the owner is there softening the ground in front of the cow, in order when the cow comes now to plow, it will be easy for the work. For the owner taker has to be doing work, the same type of work that the cow is doing. For the gemara v'amid is seifa, al gabo is heavy reish of malacha cheres. Since the Seifa is talking about the same halacha, Sechur the Reisha means a different halacha altogether. The Tony Seifa says in the Seifa, Shu'alo, if you first borrow the cow, V'yachakach sho baleo, and then you borrow the owner, he should work for you. Sochro, you rent the cow, V'yachakach socha baleo, and then you rent the owner, Imo. Who is it? So that afo pi shabaylam chorshim, agaba v'mesa, chayiv. Even though the owner is also plowing there, still yechayiv. Because the reason why you chayiv, because first you took the cow, and then you took the bailam later, so therefore you'll be chayiv. So who are the two different cases? So Mora says, no, Amri, I'll tell you. Reisha v'seifa b'yoysa malacha. Both the Reisha and Seifa is talking about that the owner is working on the same malacha the cow is doing. For Reisha, Ravusa kamash malon, for Seifa, Ravusa kamash malon. I'll tell you, both of them are telling us two different chedushim. Reisha, Ravusa kamash malon. The Reisha is teaching us like this. Diyaf agav deloy, agaba. Ela b'yaisa malacha, even though it's not mamish on top of it. He's only next to him. Kivan devi bailam b'shashila potter. Since the bailam was there from the time when you borrow the cow, then there's a ptur. V'seifu revusi kamash malon. The afagav the agaba. Even though now, at the time when the cow dies, the owner is mamish working with the cow directly. Mamish agaba right on top of him. But kivan devi bailam b'shashila, since the seif is talking about that first you borrow the cow, and then later, you first took the owner. But since it wasn't done, b'shas ma'isa, therefore yechayiv. That's the chiddush of the seifa. There could be a vada the Reish is also talking about that you're working b'yosei mokam, the same type of a malacha the cow is doing. Hi, Ma'idimur says, no, how is this? Iyarmer b'shleim Reish b'malacha cheres. It's talking about different work altogether. This seifa b'yosei malacha hainu revus, and that's the chiddush. Eli Yamar, what do you want to tell me? Reisha v'seifa v'yosef malacha. They're both talking about that the owner is working with the cow, the same type of a malacha. So my revusa, what's the chiddush then? Edi v'edi b'yosef malacha hevei. They're both with the same malacha. So then, what's the chiddush? The Yoid, Tanya, we learn like this. Mimashma Shinema, the Pasuk says, in Bol of Imoy, if the Balaam is with him, Lo Yishalim Yipoter. Is any there, don't I know, Shin Bol of Enimoy, Shalim Yishalim, that if the owner is not there working by the Shoyim, that the Shoyim is Chayiv, Elamat Tam Lem, what does the Pasuk have to say, Bol of Enimoy, if the Balaam is not there, Yechayiv, what's the Kiddush in the Pasuk? Loimelach, come to teach us. If the owner was there at the same time when you borrowed the cow, you also took the owner to work for you. The owner does not have to still be working for you at the time when the animal died or broke. But let's say the owner was only working by the shayma later on, but when the animal died, still it's all totally when you first borrowed the cow, did you also borrow the owner also? If you borrowed the cow first, and first lady took the owner, Yechayiv. You're only potter if at the same time when you took the cow, you also took the owner. But Tani, the Quran, another brisa. Mimash, Roshanem, from the Pasuk, it's Mashma, Bol of Enimoy, Shalom, Yishalim. If the owner is not by the Shem, Yechayiv. Any day, don't I know from this, Shem Bol of Imoy, Lo Yishalim, that if the owner is there working by the Shem should be potter. If so, Elamatam, Loim, Min Bol of Imoy, why does the Pasuk have to say, you're potter if the Balaam is with you? Loimlo, come to teach us. Kivon Sheyotzer Mishus Mashil, Shoachas, Bebailim, Umeisa Potter. As long as at one time, when you took the cow, you also took the Balaam with you, your potter, even though later on the owner stops working, Vishasa dies, the owner is not there, still your potter. Says so, Tiyufta, the Rav Hamnuna, Tiyufta. There's a Tiyufta on Rav Hamnuna, that you do not need the owner to be there with the Shoya, with the Shomer, all the time from the beginning until the end. The main thing is totally, if at the same time when you took the cow, when you became the Shomer Shoal, when you borrowed the object, if you also borrowed at that time or rented the owner to work by you, then you'll always have this Petur. Even if later on Vishasa breaks, the owner is not there anymore, still you'll be Potter. It's so totally how it is Vishas that the Shomer, the Shmira starts. Alright, turn over. What says Abaya Sovlok Rabbi Yashia? Abaya before holds like Rabbi Yashia. To Abaya holds like Rabbi Yashia, you need the word Oy Lechalik. Or Metaritz Kroy Rabbi Yashia. He'll also answer the Psukim according to Rabbi Yashia. Rova Sovlok Rabbi Yonison. That no, the word Oy is extra. You do not need Lechalik. Or Metaritz Lekroy Rabbi Yonison. He'll answer the Psukim according to Rabbi Yonison. So it's like this. Abaya Sovlok Rabbi Yashia, Metaritz Lekroy Rabbi Yashia. Bolov Enimoy. The Pasuk says, if the Balaam is not with you, Shalom Yishalim, you have to pay. A Sheol is Chayiv and Einsin. Taima, what's the reason why the Sheol is Chayiv? Delay Seve Tavayo, because the owner was not there B'Shas Shila, and he was not there later B'Shas Shavura. Ho'isa B'Chodah, let's say the owner was there at one time. We don't know which one. Again, the two time periods is, either at the time when you first borrowed the cow, you also borrowed the owner, or else if the owner is there working by you, at the time when the cow dies. So ha'isa b'chod of leisa b'chod a potter. If the owner is there only by one, also a potter. That's one pasuk. V'achsev the pasuk says in bol of imoy lo yishalim. If the balaam is with you, you don't have to pay. Taima, what's mashma? The isa v'tavayu. For it's only mashma if the owner was with you by both times, the whole time. Ha'isa b'chod of leisa b'chod a mechayiv. But if he's only with you at one time, you are chayiv. So chutz astira. Loimla, come teach us like this. If at the time when you borrowed the cow, the same time you also borrowed the owner, then the locker is, and it's sorok liyasima b'shashvura mesa. You don't have to be there b'shashvura mesa. But are you imai b'shashvura mesa? Let's say the owner was only there b'shashvura mesa, sorok liyasima b'shashila. That's the first diyuk, that he has to be there, or the second thing, he has to be there at a certain time.